Welcome to the Power to Heal podcast, season 3, episode 10, The Power in Pausing. I'm Sonia Lynn, life coach, breathwork facilitator, energy healing, spiritual wedding officiant, here to talk about the power of pause. So have you ever, reacted? Yes, of course, you're human, and then thought about, oh, I wish I didn't say that, or wish I didn't react that way. Well, yes, you're human. So take a deep breath and just pause. So our breath, when we change our breath and learn to take these little breaks and pause before responding to something, reacting to something, it can change your life. So when you're asked a question, to do something, I invite you to pause. Don't just rush into the default automatic pilot of what you'd normally say, or yes or no. Just pause and give yourself permission to either, say, let me think about it, I'll get back to it. And is it a hell yes for you? So, what's the intention? Being purposeful on why it is you say what you say, do what you do, and just pausing and reflecting on that. There's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of triggers, PTSD, things coming up. We're in a massive clearing and it's intense. It can be very intense for people just wondering, like, what the bleep is going on? And, in this transformation of survival and scarcity mindset to abundance and thriving, there's the work in between. And taking the time to pause, give yourself permission of what you need, and there's the work, and then there's the deep rest. And it's important to, you're a human being, to take that restoration for yourself and able to, fill up your cup and have more energy to tap into what the next project or work is for you, right? It's this balance, this ebb and flow of taking the rest and then putting in the effort. So effort and ease and taking those moments and pausing. So if there's a response, there's a message, there's an email, there's a call, there's a text, however, you don't have to. I invite you to give yourself permission. It doesn't mean you need to respond. If your default is to just respond right away, create some boundaries. You don't need to be available to everyone and everything all the time. Really being purposeful and intentional with your day, with your energy. Otherwise, it's going to get consumed and sucked up by what other people want you to see and focus on. And so just pausing and, asking yourself, why is it that you're going to something? Really being in tune with the emotions that are going on, because each emotion has a different physical response and breathing pattern. So when we can pause and take a breath, deeper, slower breaths in, 5.5 counts in, deep, full breaths through your nose, and then pause at the top, and then exhale through your nose for the count of 5 to 5.5 seconds out. Before you do that, for a cycle of 5 times, for a minute, see how you're feeling before and after. Just allowing yourself, again, the power in the pause. Is this a hell yes? What is the intention behind it? just pausing? Are you responding by choice, or are you reacting from some trigger, default mode, automatic pilot? And really being aware, that self-awareness to your body, your breathing pattern, the emotion. And you know, there's, like I said, there's a lot of intensity going on. This is a real, unprecedented times of growing through a lot of crap that's no longer serving us, through the generations, through survival mode, and breaking that cycle in relationships to be more conscious, and relationship with yourself and with others. So yes, there's a lot of inner work and things to be done, and clearing out of old paradigms from ego and greed and survival. And it's a time to have grace for yourself, opening up compassion, right, for yourself, not being hard on yourself, judging yourself and others, and pausing when that's coming up, an emotion, if you see something that is triggering a person or social media or an event or work, or, just endless options. Just take a moment to pause and reflect, what is going on? There's a mirror being shown to you, and what is that reminding you of? And, being able to listen, because our body talks to us, and it's sending messages for us, it clues for us to check in on what is going on to be released from our body. We all store past traumas and stressors in our body to clear out, because like I said, our body is speaking to us. And it's really a question of, are you listening, right? Are you taking a moment to pause and say, okay, what is really going on inside and going within? Shifting that focus of, where is your focus? What's grabbing your attention? And by focusing on that, what are you not seeing clearly? What is that preventing you from not seeing? So again, just taking a moment there. And so I have, of course, you've heard my online breathwork sessions, and opening up in different studios, in high schools, in yoga communities, to be teaching and facilitating breathwork classes and workshops. So I'm very excited to be sharing. The next one is March 13th, and this is at Soul Power Yoga in Bedford. This is at 11 a.m., and I'll have the link to be able to save your spot, because there's limited space there, unlike online. And very excited about this, and coming together in community and changing your breath and releasing and sharing the power of pausing, taking that time for yourself to tap into the best version of you, and incorporating breath work, embodiment, different tools and practices in your spiritual practice for your healing, for your transformation, and coming back to balance. So I also am excited to share that there will be in my new website an embodiment video to download. And embodiment, it's really a beautiful exercise and practice to do after a breathwork session. So you're using your body as a tool to be able to heal, through self-awareness, mindfulness, connection. There's can be such a deep feeling of love and connection after breath work. So this self-regulation of finding balance, coming back to balance, and creating access to express yourself, to really step into your energy and your full expression in relation to the physical body. And this falls under somatic psychology. And, you know, the yoga is a great place to begin. And I teach Wednesday nights in studio in Hillsboro at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as well as online. Friends and can, you know, join in online as well from wherever you are. So if you love to travel as I do, you can, you know, have access to that no matter where you are, and practice outside and, you know, grounding, connect with the earth, and, you know, practice yoga from anywhere. And yoga is for every body, meets you right where you're at. And it can be done anywhere at all. So embodiment, you know, really giving a body things that usually don't have an outlet to. So, you know, things that don't have, what am I trying to say? A physical form, for example. So hate, love, fear, justice, right? It's giving the body things that they usually don't have, you know, a connection to, for those examples that I shared. And it's another part of, you know, spiritual practice to just open up and to free yourself. It is just a very freeing feeling and experience. And for me, I practice that after a breathwork session. So I'm excited to have that on my new website with many other offerings and events that will be posted there as well. So I will have those links and invite you to slow down and to pause, to listen to what the clues are and in messages, rather than, you know, running from them or rushing through them. While your focus is on something else, if your body is talking, you know, what is it trying to say, whether it's anxiety or physical pain, you know, emotional, physical pain, and come back to island time. You know, when I was in Costa Rica, it's pura vida. It's just, it's pure life in the present moment, not focusing on what is out of your control and not rushing. This island time of, I have a friend in Florida, you know, flamingo time, where just bring that into more aspects of your life, that it is safe to slow down and to be present and to pause in the moment of what you're doing. And I wanted to share, there's a dear friend that has, you know, hiked the Appalachian Trail, and I love that his trail name is No Rush. And, you know, I know he's going out and doing it again, parts of it. I don't know if it's the whole thing. So, you know, if he's listening, forgive me for not having the truth. I know I'm going to see you soon. But I love that it's, you know, that's his trail name. It's not that it was his trail name, because, you know, carrying that through his life, that it's safe to slow down and to take that off of the trail, you know, that life lesson to carry through, that it is safe to breathe, it is safe to pause, it is safe to be in your body, it is safe to slow down. And there's a lot of things bringing, like I said, triggers and buttons and traumas that are being pushed, that have been there in the body, that are wanting to come out and be released by working through, you know, working with a practitioner, working with a professional for these deep rooted emotions and memories that are still stored in events. And so just have that takeaway of the power of pause and not reacting, not being quick to say yes or no without really thinking about your purpose, your intention, why you're doing what you're doing, you know, why you're saying, responding, reacting, and seeing, you know, what is that related to. And again, reaching out. No one gets to the top alone. And if you're able to, you know, do that, if you haven't been able to on your own, you only know what you know, right? And so having a sacred, safe place for someone else to be in discovery by reaching out to a professional, to a coach, healing practitioner, someone to be able to hold that space for you to tap into the unconscious of what you can't see, you know, beyond the physical and beyond just talking about what you already know from the conscious mind, but being able to tap into the unconscious mind that has a hold on you physically and emotionally and holding you back from your passions, your potentials. And there's great power in that pause and investing in yourself and filling up your cup for the self-care. I've heard and talked to a lot of people of just, you know, wearing their heart on their sleeve and having so much to give and making sure you're pausing to fill your cup up, to taking care of you, that true self-leadership, that being, you know, selfless doesn't mean not meeting your own needs and giving yourself what you need. Again, asking, you know, what is the intention behind it? Is it for being liked? You know, what is it? You know, if you're coming from that heart place and concern and compassion, you know, what is beneath that? And are you also meeting your needs in taking care of yourself and pausing and incorporating that into your daily life, into your practice, to be able to serve and share your gifts and talents and what you're passionate about into your fullest expression, excuse me, out to the world to make a difference in humanity, because we all have gifts and talents and, you know, purposes, no matter what stage in life that you're in. So I will have the links there for the next breath work. That is March 13th in community. I'm so excited at Soul Power Yoga, and there's some others that I already have, but I don't have the links to that yet booked. I have a few more on the calendar. And then of course I'll share my new website when that is ready. And let's see, there was something else I wanted to share. Yeah, I think that's it. So I invite you to check out, you'll be one of the first to know when the embodiment video and the new website with events. And I hope to see you if you're local at the next breathwork class in Bedford on the 13th of March or the third Tuesday online. That is at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In love and light, namaste. And let's just take a pause for what you're going through, what everyone else is going through, and just taking a moment to go within in silence, having compassion for yourself and others, and raising the consciousness. Namaste.